Soccer, and we're joined here in studio by two members of the Laggan Harps, ladies section that are competing in the women's under 18 cup final. That's next weekend against Castlebar Celtic. And can we introduce team manager Breed McGinty and captain Kiana Brogan? Ladies, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
Thanks, Miles.
You have a big game next Sunday. Breed, Laggan Harps have been very successful over the last number of years, indeed many years, in ladies soccer. Tell us about how come they're so good.
Well, I would say it's 2009 that we started really putting a lot of underage structures in place, and we got the girls coming up from that. They train really hard during the week. We play in our local league and we enter as many national competitions as possible. We just try to keep playing as much as we can. The at the beginning, when girls football in Donegal, there wouldn't have been many teams, and you would have got people that would have played local football for boys teams that would have came and joined a ladies only team when they weren't allowed to play then mixed football. Whereas that rule has now changed, and girls can play mixed football up until they're 16, no bother with a boys team. So I would say they mightn't get we mightn't get as many our players coming in as much like now as we would have had back in 2009, 10, 11, like.
But it might keep them in the game longer, and therefore they can change over to be to play with the ladies teams.
Oh yeah, definitely. The girls playing mixed football come out as stronger players. Girls playing with the boys when they were younger were the ones that went on to internationals. That's not saying that girls only can't become internationals, because Zoe Green never played mixed football. She only played with the girls, and she became under 16 and under 17 international. So over the years, we have quite a high standard from the girls in the club, and they train hard. The underage, or we train from. They're 6 to 12 together, so like a 6-year-old's having the same training as a 12-year-old, then from 13 to 18's train together, so the 13-year-old's getting the same training as a 18-year-old.
So that's been reflected, obviously, with the number of internationals that Laggan Harps and indeed other clubs in Donegal are producing.
Yeah, Laggan had 3 internationals capped last year. Kiana was one of them, Kiva Walsh was another, and Zoe Green was another. Before that, like, there was three others last year, two from Donegal Town and one from the Faux area, Tyler Toland, Amy Boyle Carr and Danielle McDavid. The three of them were all at under 15 schools international last year. Over the years, Donegal would have had a high standard of international players coming right through for a good number of years.
So, Breed, you're in the final. You're playing against Castlebar Celtic. They're involved in the National Senior Ladies Competition. Are you favourites, or what's the position?
Well, it's hard to tell. We have a very young squad. There are 3 of them, as I said before. There are 3 of them going to be ineligible next year. But Castlebar have 4 National League players that are eligible to play with their under-18 team. They're getting competition against the bigger, stronger players in National League each week. We're out of season at the minute, and they're in season. We play summer football, they play winter football. So
difficult to get the training, and probably the
match sharpness is the big one. But in saying that, we've played the Donegal League team. We have quite a number of the players on that. And we've played Mayo, we've played Galway. We're due to play in a show now shortly. So, like, they were good, hard games over the last 2 months as well that would have helped our preparation for going forward.
So how did you get to the final? Maybe just tell us some of the teams you've beaten along the way.
We beat Castlebar Town in the quarter final. We travelled down to them We beat them 5-0, and then we played Douglas Hall from Cork in the semi-final, and we beat them 4-2.
So are there any connection between Castlebar Celtic and Castlebar Town, I wonder?
I think there's a split in the town, and the two teams are two separate.
But you would expect that Castlebar Celtic are stronger since they're involved in the national competition?
Yeah, definitely would be a lot stronger than Castlebar Town. They played one another in the cup game, the Mayo Cup, during the week. Castlebar Celtic beat Castlebar Town in that.
So by how much?
3-0.
3-0.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a difference. In relation to Castlebar Celtic, you mentioned them playing in the National League, the players, but are any of them internationals at underage?
Yeah, they have Rachel Baines and Sarah Baines, both have been called into the under-19 international. So, like, they're at least a year, if not 2 years, ahead of Arger. Like, we have still Zoe Cannon and Kiva up with the 17s, but they're still 2 years ahead of us.
Kiana, you're captain of this very good team.
Yep.
How did you get that honour?
Well, I played for Lagan all my life, and I'm like one of the longest girls that were at the team. So,
how long have you been playing?
Since I was 7.
Since you were 7.
Yep.
And what, you're 16 or so now?
Yep.
And you've come along, you started off just kicking the ball originally and got plenty of good coaching along the way.
Yep.
So you got an international cap, did you get more than one?
No, I only got one.
And is there more maybe down the line?
Hopefully.
Hopefully you're ready for them if that's what happens. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Is it training hard?
Yeah, but it pays off.
Well, it does. That's the that's the answer for sure. But, you know, what about the winter nights going out and playing?
Well, it's worth it when you get to come to something like this, a final now.
Yeah. Would there be some people saying, you know, it's very wet, why don't you stay in tonight?
Yeah, but sure. You have to go out and do it.
And there'll be a good response to training from the whole panel.
Yeah, definitely.
The training must be enjoyable and entertaining. And
yeah, managers make it really good for us.
Right, and is Breed one of those managers?
Yeah.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you? But no, that Breed is a long tradition in ladies soccer here in Donegal and doing great work. So are you looking forward to the final?
Yeah, I am. Very excited.
Do you like the excitement and the nerves and all that before a game?
Yeah, it's a good build-up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And people talking about it and on the radio and so on. You enjoy that. What position do you play?
I play centre mid.
Okay. Are you one of these attacking players or holding position?
Holding.
You're holding.
Yeah.
So you're not one of the bigger players, one would suspect.
No.
But I would say maybe you tackle fairly hard, do you?
Yeah, I can.
You bite the legs. Huh? Normal hunter style. So that's important as well. You need a player of that type. So you have a number of goal scorers. You've won quite comfortably in the games that you played.
Yeah, definitely. We press forward and get the goals when we need them.
And would you be one of those players that would lay on the nice pass for the forward?
Yeah, I haven't been scoring that much, but I've been setting them up.
You've set them up?
Yeah.
Well, that's important as well. Do you mind others scoring?
No, it's good for the team.
As long as the team get it. So where's that game being played down in Sligo? Neutral venue,
McSherry Park.
Uh-huh.
I think we went down a couple of years ago. Kilmacrenan were playing against Caspar in a cup or a semi-final of National Cup, and we went down to watch them. That was the only time I was in it. It's a grass pitch. Our last two games, our semi-final and quarter-final, were on AstroTurf, which there was no divots in the pitch.
Yeah.
So now it'll be a telling time. Trying to play on, all our training over the last while has been on Astro as well.
Oh, it has it been?
Yeah,
yes.
So to play on grass might be a disadvantage, but you have to go what the facilities they provide for you.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing we can do about it.
No, would you prefer the AstroTurf? You obviously would since you're training on it.
Yeah, the girls, the last two games, they were absolutely outstanding on the Astro. We like to get the ball down and play ball. No big high ball. So if you can get the ball on the ground and play football, whereas on a grass pitch, it mightn't reach them or it mightn't be as good to play as an Astro.
Well, I suppose you have to put that out of your mind. You play on the facility that you're provided with, so you've got to work with that.
Yeah.
But looking forward to it, obviously, will there be supporters down?
Well, we're hoping that majority of the parents have come and supported us all along. And there's a good couple from the club that'll be down as well. So we're hoping that we'll get a lot of the underage younger girls to come down and cheer us on this time as well.
Well, all I can say is the best of luck, and hopefully you'll get the result that you deserve and wish for, and we'll keep an ear to the score, and we'll be telling the public here in Donegal the score next weekend.
Thank you very much. Yeah.